Blog Talk Radio.
It always catches me by surprise. Welcome to Drive Through. It's Tuesday, March 13th, and this is Mike doing one of a series of continuing episodes introducing bloggers of SHRM 18 on the SHRM Blog Squad. And our guest today is Joey Price. Joey, welcome to Drive Through. How are you today?
Michael, I'm doing great, man. I'm glad to be here. It's my first time.
Is it really? I couldn't remember, and I didn't ask in the little quick pre-show we did. We've done something over the years since Brian Wimpett started the show. There's something like 1,300 or 1,400 podcasts out there. I'm not sure. Somebody want to sit down and listen to all 1,400 hours of it or whatever it is. But it's been fun to do, and I really enjoy these. Listen, you're in New York, right, Joey?
I'm actually in the Baltimore area. Yeah, so I'm just outside of D.C.
Okay, I know Boston's getting hammered, and here in Atlanta where I live, it's about 39 degrees right now. What's the weather like in Baltimore? Are you sunny and cold, or is it snowing, or what's up?
Yeah, believe it or not, a few weeks ago we were recovering from a wind storm, which I was surprised that such a thing could even exist on the East Coast. But right now it's their typical 40-ish degrees here, kind of sunny, kind of cloudy. You know, this weather it can change. Yeah.
Late winter, early spring. Yeah. So Joey, so you and I've had a chance to meet a few times, but we've never spent a lot of time talking. And I like you said, this is your first time on Drive Through. So as people listen to these podcasts, and you do some of that yourself, which we'll talk about in a minute. This is live, but most of the listens come from people who download it and listen to it later off iTunes or whatever. So give us a bio and tell us about Joey Price and what you do.
Sure. So Joey Price, should I do it in third person or is first kid?
Hey, it's totally up to you. You can do it in the royal we if you like. I don't care.
No, man. Well, as you can see, I love to laugh and I love to have a good time and not take life too seriously. But I'm an HR professional by trade. I am a small business owner by calling, I guess you could say. And my company, Jumpstart HR, provides HR services for small businesses and startups. So I started the company about 7 years ago in 2011. And it's been this incredible journey of not only helping customers directly, but being seen and thought of and considered as a thought leader of sorts in the HR space. So it's always cool when people want to hear what you have to say. That's always humbling and awesome. So like I said earlier, based in the Baltimore area, but we have customers all across the U.S. And in my free time, I like to travel. I like to go work out and I like to eat food. So those three things kind of counterbalance one another.
My problem is I like to travel and I like to eat, but I hate to work out. So that's probably why you're thin and I'm not. Joey, how many people do you employ at Jumpstart, and what kind of relationship do you have? Are they actual employees? Do you hire people kind of and place them? How does that work? Because you said you work with startups and stuff, so I would imagine a lot of your customers are looking for sort of flexible kind of situations.
Yeah, they're looking for something flex, and that's really how I built the business. So right now we've got a team of about 8 people, and that's a combo of employees and consultants. And remote, a lot of them are remote. I've got 2 in my office here, and the rest are remote across the North America. And the reason why I did that is there was a book that inspired me a long time ago, Jason Fried's Rework. And he talked about how his company, 37 Signals. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you've heard of it, read it?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. So
yeah,
he talked about how his business was successful as a remote organization. And this had to have been around 2010, 2011 when I read it. And it was the rise of the telecommuting worker. It was the rise of the remote worker. And so I said, if I'm going to do a business that remotely serves our customers, why not build a business that is also remote? So that way we can practice what we preach. We can walk the walk, talk the talk, all that, and say, oh, yeah, you can successfully have your business and not actually shake hands with the people on your team. So that's why I am spread out across the country and why I'm small on purpose.
I think if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I read the book. I think Jason's company was the company that started the software tool Basecamp.
That's absolutely
right.
Does that
sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I have a better memory than I give myself credit for. Yeah, that I've used Basecamp as a tool in a couple of businesses, and remember when that book came out? It was very cool, and it was we through this entire series. I talked to Ben Eubanks, and we've been talking about the acquaintances that we've made or friends and relationships that we've built through social media. And Ben, I joke that I've known him since he was two, which isn't true, but he was very young when I met him. And and he pointed out that we've known each other for 10 years. And I was like, crap, I would have never even met him if it hadn't been for Twitter. Maybe, but who knows, right? And then you bring up a book kind of on the leading edge of in 2011. I'm like, damn, time is flying by. And things have really changed a lot. So, Joey, what do you call yourself? Are you the CEO of Jumpstart HR? Do you have some cool title outside of that? Or are you a traditionalist when it comes to titles?
CEO, owner, founder, chief cook, bottle washer, whatever the need arises.
No ninjas or anything involved in the title. That's all right. No, I'm just
no ninja, no rock star, none of that, no guru.
Yeah, and actually I have a guy speaking who's a musician by profession, and he's also a speaker and a writer, and he actually calls his company Rockstar something or other, but And while he's not a rock star, at least he can get up and play music. And that's that. We have a conference in Tampa next month, and he's going to be our opening keynote. He's also going to be the entertainment on a boat cruise on Monday night. So I love his diversity.
Cool.
He doesn't call himself a ninja either, but I'll give him credit for at least being entitled to maybe do rock star kind of anyway. Listen, the other couple things that we got 30 minutes and we're already, believe it or not, almost 8 minutes in, over 8 minutes in. I wanted to, the purpose of the show is really to talk about Sherm 18. But before I do that, I'd kind of like to go through a couple other things that, let me get to know you a little better. Here goes the dog fight. So you've been a podcaster for a while. I know I remember seeing you at a couple Sherms ago, and I think you were doing like short recordings maybe on your phone or on a digital recorder that you uploaded later. Are you still podcasting, and how does that work for you and your business?
Yeah, so I love podcasting. It's one of my best ways to communicate with people these days, partly because it's harder now to find the time and discipline to put words on paper. But I've been podcasting since 2015, and it's a weekly show. It's called Business Life and Coffee. And the premise
I remember
is,
that now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, the premise is you've got – I tell the guest that there are three people in this conversation. There's the guest who's either an entrepreneur or a subject matter expert. They're good at what they're doing. And then there's me, and I'm like the listener, the question asker, the facilitator of the conversation. And then there's this third person who, for all intents and purposes, doesn't really have a voice, and that's the listener. And so whether it's a topic of finances, whether it's business, marketing, law, health, I try to ask really good questions and stimulate conversations. That makes it worth the listener's time because they can't ask the questions at the table. So it's like we're at a coffee shop and we're just talking. And so in the time that it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee or two or three, you can get some really good information from thought leaders and experts, and you can take that back to your business and you can take it back to your life.
And where would people find, obviously they can look up the title, but where would people find the podcast if they were curious about going to check it out?
Sure. So we just launched a new episode today, actually, and you can find all 134 episodes over on iTunes. It's also now on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify listener, you can go over there and subscribe so you don't that you don't miss an episode. It's on Google Play. It's on Stitcher. Also on YouTube as well, on my YouTube channel. You can check out the episodes there. It's really anywhere that you find podcasts these days. So you can just put in a search, Business Life and Coffee Podcast, and you'll be guided to all the many outlets. And I host it on Podbean. So you could go to businesslifeandcoffee.podbean.com too.
Cool. So there's about 100 places people could find it. This platform, do you do most of your shows live, or do you record them and then upload them later, or edit them, or anything like that?
All my shows are recorded. So it's not a live conversation. I go back and do some edits, and I have a guy that does my edits for me. But I try to condense them as much as possible. So they're always edited. It's never live.
Yep. I know, you know, Jessica Miller and Rayanne Thorne and many more of our HR friends. Here we go with the dog fight. So mine is live. It's unedited.
Gino, stop it.
Sorry. So that'll
be
Gino and Sugar in the background. And sorry. So it's always live.
They want some airtime.
But I it's fascinating to hear the different ways that people approach the recording. Listen, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is you were just at South by Southwest, I think, right?
Yeah, I was this weekend.
I've never been. How was it?
So this was my first time experiencing the goodness of South by Southwest, and I went in initially thinking like, oh, okay, cool. There's going to be some conference events. There's going to be a lot of people in town. I failed to accurately gauge just how large this thing is. Like, the entire downtown is filled with people walking around with these South By lanyards. And then you've got different houses that are rented or Airbnb'd out and turned into party locations or brand activations. It's just a pretty cool time. And then there was a sort of reunion for me because I ran into people that I hadn't seen in years. A good buddy of mine who lived in Maryland and went all the way over to Seattle, Washington. We got to connect there. So I can't say that I experienced the fullness of it, but the time that I was there, it was incredible.
And I remember I intended to go several years ago and never did. And I know a number of, you know, William Tincup and Jessica and a number of people have presented. What do you think HR takes out of an event like that versus, you know, a SHRM event, which we're going to talk about in a minute? There's got to be a big difference. Any takeaways from that perspective?
Yeah, well, so I guess for two audiences, there's the HR business consultant who can say, okay, what are the top leaders in social media and marketing and technology? How are they approaching their business, and what tools could I extract, or what best practices could I extract to grow my practice? And then also, of course, there's the networking aspect where people that attend could become clients, or they could become, you know, business colleagues or allies. For the HR professional at a larger organization, or HR professional that's employed by their company, you know, it's helpful to just see what people are saying in the business community. Sometimes we can get in our HR bubble, and it's helpful because, you know, we're learning best practices within the HR space, but so much innovation, so much technology, so many social conversations can pass us by if we're kind of locked into that HR bubble. So it's good to diversify your conference experience with stuff that's specifically HR subject matter and stuff that's like astrophysicists and, you know, film screenings and cool things that's happening at Pinterest. Like, you know, it's good to see what's going on.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then, despite the huge size of the event, as you said, you were still able to connect with somebody that you knew, so the networking aspects are also there for both, I guess, new and old opportunities or relationships. with that, let's jump over to SHRM for a few minutes, and then I want to come back to a couple other non-SHRM things. You've been to SHRM 18 a couple of times, I believe. How many of these have you been on the official blog squad?
Oh, man, I think in total it's been about three or four of the annuals, and then another handful of, like, talent. And, yeah, mostly talent are the side conferences that I attend.
Yeah, I did talent once. Helped him out with talent once, even though that's not my direct sort of my wheelhouse for what I do in HR anymore. But all the SHRM events are great. SHRM Legislative and Law Conference is going on right now, and I've been to that 5 years, but I couldn't make it this time because of the surgery and everything. But they do great events. So for SHRM 18, I've been asking everybody, all the bloggers, like couple of, you know, standard questions. One is, like, what's your plan for SHRM 18? How are you going to approach your blogging and that kind of stuff? Walk us through your, I guess, battle plan to cover the conference.
Yeah, so this year I'm trying to get a little more structured with my blogging and podcasting, because it can be so easy when you get down there. Like, there's so much going on. There are so many people you want to hang out with, meet. There's so many conference sessions you want to attend. And so I figure if I can stack my podcast interviews, if I can stack the time that I dedicate to writing, then that's going to open me up to be a bit more flexible from the networking and content piece. I've got a speaking engagement down there. So really that's going to be like my primary focus. And then secondary to that will be the storytelling piece. And then thirdly, it's going to be the, you know, learning new skills and networking with folks. So I say my word for SHRM 18 would be organization. And no pun intended because of, like, business organizations, but just, you know, order and structure and making sure that I dedicate time to what I'm there to do.
Yeah, it's as I've said on virtually every show, it's a huge event. If you've never been, it's 20,000 plus people and vendors and stuff, and you're spread out. McCormick is huge. Chicago's a great city, so I mean, a lot going on, but it's easy to get overwhelmed, even if you're a veteran attendee sometimes, and especially when you're trying to do the kind of stuff we're trying to help SHRM with, which is schedule appointments and outreach and finding people. It's just, it can be problematic. When the first time you blogged, how did that, you know, recall that for us? Like, what was your first time experience, and how do you think you've kind of changed your perspective over time, I guess?
Yeah, sure. So the first time that I was a SHRM blogger for an annual conference actually was the conference in Chicago, which I want to say was 11 or 12, and, 2011, 2012.
Right, right.
And that was my first time attending annual period. So I walked in with no expectations, but I was just blown away by the vast size of it. I was blown away that there were conversations on a deep level about stuff like payroll and benefits and things that we may kind of not prioritize within our space as an HR practitioner, but, like, it's so cool. It's almost like a portable university, because you get all this high level information directly from experts in such a small space that, like, you could go off and be the expert at your company. So that was a big takeaway for me the first time. And then, you know, first time attending a big industry conference, I was expecting it to be all formal and, you know, we wear suits and we just go to sessions and yada, yada, yada. A big factor of that that really impressed me was, like, what people do after the conference. So happy hours and networking and building relationships. And so that's kind of been, that aspect of it has been my target, the years after. It's really making sure that I'm there at those conversations and at the table when people are like, oh, yeah, I'm planning this conference, or, oh, yeah, you should come check out what my company's doing, or you should hop on my podcast. Because as a business owner in the HR space, those kind of connections are deeply vital.
I totally get that. If you had one thing that you would share with like a first time attender, what would that piece of advice be? You know, whether they were blogging or not, just first time going to national. What, besides wear comfortable shoes, what else might you say?
No, wear the most uncomfortable shoes you can find. No, I'm just kidding. what I would say is do whatever you have to do to make sure that your boss won't call you at the sessions, that you won't be thinking about work at the sessions. You're literally getting so much information, and it's just a great opportunity to take in things that you might not experience back at your employer. So really, really prioritize that, you know, really say, okay, I paid for the conference, or my company paid for the conference. I'm going to be fully present in this moment. So that's what I'd say. You know, don't bring the work laptop to the conference sessions. You know, maybe it's okay to check in before and after, but while you're there, like, fully embrace all that it is. That'd be my takeaway. My pro tip.
That's spot on, I think, as a pro tip. What's your topic? You said you're speaking. What are you speaking on? Is it a full session? Is it Smart Stage?
I am leading a 1-hour and 15-minute workshop on Tuesday, June 19th. It's for the early risers. It's 7 a.m. So it's 7 a.m. to 8:15. And I'm going to be talking about employee engagement. My title is Employee Me Engagement, How to Drive Employee Engagement in a Society That's All About Me. And I'm taking a different approach to it. You know, I tell people, if I weren't in HR, I'd probably be in marketing. So I'm just taking a little bit of my love for marketing, my love for HR, my love for human performance at work, and tying that into a session that helps an HR professional who's about mid-level construct ways to identify, you know, the customer segments, quote unquote, within an organization, and what really appeals to those customer segments. So Tuesday, June 19th, 7 a.m. It's going to be great. There'll be plenty of coffee. Don't worry about that. And it's going to be worth 1.25 SHRM professional development credit. So you'll get your money's worth.
Good. We should talk about you doing that workshop at one of my conferences sometime offline. I'm not trying to you know, just remind me when we're at SHRM and we'll talk about that. That would be an interesting topic, I think, for my audience. Yeah. So let's see, just under seven minutes left. A couple silly questions that I've been asking all the bloggers. One is, you know, the big consternation about what kind of soft drinks are served at which conference center. So are you a Pepsi or a Coke person?
Mike, I'm neither, actually. I don't drink soda,
or
I don't drink pop. You know, for the folks
pop
in the Midwest and the South.
Midwest.
So I could care less, man. As long as there's coffee and tea, and beer and wine,
right,
I'm good to go.
So you like your caffeine and your alcohol in the after hours, but no soda. All right, well then you don't have to worry about the controversy. Pro bacon or con bacon?
If this were a Spanish speaking audience, I would say con bacon. So that's with bacon. So I'm pro bacon.
Pro bacon. I have yet to encounter one of the SHRM blog squad that has, you know, said they, a couple said I can't eat processed meat, but I love it, but I can't eat it. But no one said I'm a vegan yet. I'm still waiting for that blogger, the elusive vegan blogger in SHRM to show up.
I'm sure there will be one.
And then, it has to be. And then Tuesday night, this is a new question I'm going to start asking for the rest of the shows. Tuesday night entertainment. It's always that band is great or it sucks. I don't care about the band this time. Do you typically go to the show on Tuesday night for the entertainment, or do you opt for some other kind of experience?
You know what? I am typically super exhausted by Tuesday night, so it's rare that I go. However, if it is Chicago's own Chance the Rapper, I would definitely make time to see him in Chicago.
Yeah,
that's a quick plug for the SHRM folks.
There you go. Last time I was in Chicago for SHRM, I can't remember. I think it was Glassdoor. Somebody had a party at House of Blues, and it was DJ Jazzy Jeff, and it was great for about half an hour.
I remember that, yeah.
My internal introvert took over, and I cut out and went down the street and found a choir at a bar with a couple other people. But, yeah, it's okay. So last thing, or not necessarily last thing, Joey, but kind of pivoting from SHRM, I remember sometime last year, I think it was, I started seeing our mutual friend Dave Ryan, who was on last week, him and his wife Sheila. I know them pretty well. I've actually stayed at Dave's house. So, you know, as close as you can get to family, I guess, in that respect. But he started showing up doing some stuff for Southwest Airlines. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then I realized at some point that you were connected to that. And then I saw this last time you were at an event, South by Southwest. So you have some sort of social media connection, or tell me about that, because I'm really curious. Dave only said Joey got us involved in, I guess it was the first flight to somewhere, and I just thought it was kind of fun to watch people I know do that. So how does that work, and what's up with that?
Yeah, so Dave and I, we connected in Cincinnati, actually. On my side of things, it was the first ever flight from BWI into Cincinnati. They opened up a new route. I believe it moved from Dayton, Ohio to Cincinnati, Ohio. I guess they were trying to talk up the Ravens-Bengals rivalry going on, so we needed to get direct flights. So I'm actually a social media influencer for Southwest Airlines. If you ever follow the hashtag Southwest Storytellers, there's about 12 of us. We go on different excursions. We travel with Southwest, and we were chosen, I believe, because Southwest was already an integral part of our lives and the things that we do. So, you know, for me, being an HR professional, traveling to conferences, having a business with customers across the U.S., you know, I've got to see my customers and I've got to go to conferences. And like I said earlier, I love travel. And I've just been like a dedicated West guy ever since in grad school. You know, we talk about companies with really good corporate culture, and I kind of fell in love with Southwest and some of the things that they're doing there. And I now, being on the inside, so to speak, and seeing that, like, the laughs, the fun, the joking, but the hustling doesn't stop at just the people you meet on the plane. Like, all of their staff at headquarters, they're driven. They're unified under the purpose of Southwest, and you can really tell that it's a great place to work.
Cool. And I think I'm guessing at this, but I suspect there's probably a SHRM connection to that as well through Curtis, right?
Yeah, Curtis is on the social team at Southwest, so he's been a good advocate for me at Southwest, and he's been involved in a lot of the things that I've got going on there.
Nice. We're down to the last 90 seconds, Joey.
Cool.
So I'll see you in Chicago. I really appreciate the chance to have you on the show today and get to talk with you in advance. We'll have to sit down and grab a cup of coffee or an adult beverage while we're there and spend another half hour talking in person so that we can kind of make this a little tighter. As far as our relationship goes, but I really appreciate you being here. I don't think we gave your Twitter handle, so give where people can find you besides Jumpstart HR or whatever else.
My social handle across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is Joey V Price HR. So that's at Joey V Price HR, and you'll find me on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that good stuff.
Cool. I'm going to go ahead and end the show with 30 seconds to spare, but I really appreciate you being on, and we'll see you in Chicago, Joey, okay?
Mike, it's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to see you in Chicago.
Awesome. Take care. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you too.